We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fourth chapter, the fourth Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka had said that when a person desecrates Hashem's name privately, so then Hashem holds him accountable for it. And the idea of Chilul Hashem, Rabbeinu Yonah had expanded, is very often contingent on a person's place in society. That the more society looks up to a person, the more he has to be sensitive that when he does something that's even slightly off, it's a Chilul Hashem. Then Rabbeinu Yonah went into the idea that Chilul Hashem can extend to Arketa Demesana, where they tell the Jews, you all have to change your shoelaces, and it's a part of the attempt of pagans to get the Jews to break them from keeping the Torah. So they tell them to change even things that seem simple, things that are a part of the Jewish way of humility. So there Rabbeinu Yonah told us a big chidush, which happens to be an argument in Halacha. We opened the Shulchan Aruch and we saw this, that on things like that, you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but it's not an obligation. That Rabbeinu Yonah made a distinction between things that a person has to give up their life for Kiddush Hashem, and things where it's a mitzvah, but it's not a must. And we discussed that it doesn't seem like the Shulchan Aruch rules like the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Then Rabbeinu Yonah said that you have the concept of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem in public, and then you have the concept of Chilul Hashem in private. In private, it's where a pagan will tell him, I want you to say that this idol is true. I want you to swear in Hashem's name falsely. These things, even if they're not public, they are a desecration of Hashem's name, because Hashem's name is sanctified. Hashem is the only one who runs the world. He's the only one we believe in. He's the only one we swear in His name. If a person declares or swears differently, even in private, that's also Chilul Hashem. And then the Mishnah went on and said, Echad shogeg, echad mezid b'chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is applicable if a person does it by mistake or on purpose. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Lo shenifra'in mimenu ala shogeg kemezid. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that a person is held accountable, that a person is going to be punished equally if he did it by mistake or if he did it on purpose. Ela she'af ala shogeg nifra'in mimenu bagalui. What the Mishnah means to say is that when Hashem pays a person back, and the Mishnah had said that Hashem ensures to pay a person back openly for Chilul Hashem, so in that aspect, that a person will pay the price openly, publicly, in that aspect, it's irrelevant whether he did it by mistake or on purpose. But obviously, in every instance, so in heaven they calculate, how much does a person really deserve? How much could a person have prevented that Chilul Hashem? This is an important rule. We have a concept of ones. We have a concept in Halacha that a person is not held accountable when things were done that are beyond their control. That's what the Torah says when a girl is violated and it's beyond her capacity to prevent that. So the Torah says, "V'la'na'ara lo ta'ase davar, en la'na'ara chet mavet." Don't do anything to the girl. She didn't do anything that's punishable. So that's the idea that ones, when something is done beyond our control, so the Torah says we're absolved from responsibility. But shogeg means it was a mistake. And a mistake, so then in heaven they calculate, how much could you have avoided that mistake? A mistake isn't necessarily an ones. And a mistake might be a person was negligent, a person didn't take the necessary precautions. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that when a person's mistakes are held accountable, so then that's because it's understood that he could have prevented it had he been more careful. Shayalo lizaher, because the person should have been more careful, shelo yavo al yado, that shouldn't happen to him. Velo nizar, and a person was not careful, that's why they made the mistake. Lefichach yivo bekatuv korban shechaper lo. That's why for mistakes, we have the concept of a korban, that a person does need an atonement. The idea of, what's a korban chatat? Korban chatat is that a person didn't realize it was Shabbos. He was sitting and working, and he didn't realize that his watch stopped. So he continued writing, turning on the light, turning off the light. He didn't know it was Shabbos. Well, maybe when it's Friday afternoon, you shouldn't just rely on your watch. You have to pay attention to what's going on outside. Did the sun set or didn't the sun set? A person forgot that it's prohibited to write on Shabbos. He forgot that it's prohibited to turn on a light on Shabbos. Okay, that's not an onus. He should have been careful enough to review the laws of Shams. He should have been careful and not done it. It's not amazing. He didn't do it on purpose. But when he suddenly discovers that all those weeks that he was turning on the light on Shabbos, that was prohibited, he's going to have to bring a carbon for all those weeks. So that's the idea. Why do you bring a carbon? Why do you bring a sacrifice? Because the Torah is saying it wasn't an onus. It was a mistake. But a person still needs atonement. Why does he need atonement? Because the assumption is he could have known differently. What about a person that's omer mutar? He says, I thought that was permissible all along. No one ever told me there was a concept of Shabbos. I didn't know about it. I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. So then omer mutar is not a shogeg. Shogeg means I made a mistake. Omer mutar is I never knew there was such a prohibition. I thought this was permissible altogether. So, Omer Mutar, there's a discussion in Talmud, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, is that Karov LeMezid? Is that Karov LeShogeg? Where is it on the scale? So we generally say that's the idea of Tinok Shenishba, that a child that was abducted and brought up in a non-Jewish neighborhood, so that child can have the best intentions, but they don't have the education, they don't even know that things are prohibited. So under those circumstances, we say that's not called a shogeg. He doesn't have to repent. He didn't even know what he was doing was wrong. So that's what we call, that is an onus. That is a circumstance which is beyond his capacity, and Hashem doesn't hold him accountable for that. So again, shogeg means I made a mistake. You made a mistake, so why weren't you more careful? Why didn't you study more? Why didn't you check yourself more? You have a responsibility not to make mistakes. Ones or mer mutar is the idea that I didn't even know. I didn't know I had to study. I didn't know I had to know. I didn't know these things existed. I thought this whole thing was permitted. I didn't know there was anything. I thought if you make kiddush on Shabbat, that's all. That's all you need to do. I thought if you donate to the INF, you're fine. Or whatever. I thought being a good Jew was just donating to the Keren Kayem to Israel, buying my Israeli bonds. Now you tell me I'm supposed to keep Shabbat. Now you tell me I got who knows how many mitzvot to do. Okay, so that's a circumstance of onus. I didn't know this was my responsibility. So in regards to Chilul Hashem, the Mishnah is saying that Hashem holds a person accountable like all mitzvot, be it whether he did it on purpose or by mistake, because a mistake is also our responsibility.